Давай, это у вас
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Murder suspect Maria Zalumis and four others appear in court for mention. Two witch doctors in Kawe are nabbed for allegedly swindling a woman of a sum of money amounting to 556,000 kwacha. In international news, DRC set to replace ban on cobalt export with strict annual quotas. And in sports news, Zambia national women's football team coach Nora Hople summons 42 players for AFCON final qualifier against Namibia.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Chishamba farmer Maria Zalumis and Nigerian partner Nathaniel Chinyereki Batram and three others yesterday appeared for mention in the Kabwe Magistrate Court in connection with the murder of 22-year-old Enoch Simfukwe. Kabwe Magistrate Wamundila Liswaniso read the charge to be accused before adjourning the matter to October 6th, 2025, when Zalumis and the co-accused are scheduled to appear for another mention as the court awaits consent from the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, to commit the matter to the High Court for commencement of trial. The court ordered the suspects to be taken to Mukobeko Maximum Correctional Facility, where they will be remanded in custody. The Zambia police on August 28, 2025, charged the five suspects with murder following the death of Enoch Simfukwe. United Party for National Development, UPND, Kitwe District spokesperson Kefa Sishange has acknowledged that load shedding is currently the greatest challenge the country is facing. Speaking in an interview with our Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Chisange, however, emphasized that this should not be used as a basis to label the government as a failed administration, but rather to claim that it is unpopular. He assured that the government, working together with ZESCO, is doing everything possible to duly stabilize the situation. Mr. Chisange further urged people to support President Hakainde Hichilema, noting that he has managed to achieve success under difficult circumstances, as seen in the gradual improvement of the economy. He further called on citizens to work together, stressing that everyone must play their part while the government continues to play its role in addressing national challenges.
We know that, and we accept, because we are going to face, we are going through the same challenge. So we'll take care of it, really. So that should not be now used by somebody seated, you know, in front of the court to say, this government is the third government. It is not the third government. Why? Because it has realized that we have this challenge, and investments are being done everywhere across the country to correct this challenge that we have in the city. So that is what I can say. Let's support our president.
And still within the news, two witch doctors have been apprehended by police in Kawe for allegedly swindling a woman of a sum of money amounting to 556,000 kwacha on the pretext that they had sought out her marital dispute with her husband and that part of the money would be multiplied. Percy Nguluwe has narrated how she was convinced to believing that the two witch doctors of foreign origin, only identified by their business names such as Dr. Wande and Dr. Machilisa, would solve her matrimonial problems. She explained how the two unscrupulous traditional doctors on various intervals demanded for payments that amounted to 556,000 kwacha, yet no result was recorded. The witch doctors ended switching off their phones later on. The Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU, is elated by Cabinet's decision to authorize the issuance of the Animal Health Registration of Laboratories Regulations 2025. The development, it said, will pave way for private laboratories to play a key role in veterinary and public health service delivery. This follows sustained lobbying by the union, including high-level engagement at State House on 15th November 2024, where government resolved in principle to proceed with guidelines that would allow private laboratories to be accredited by the regulatory authority. Union President Jervis Zimba says the regulations will complement existing government capacity, which has been overstretched in delivering critical laboratory services to the livestock farming community. He adds that this milestone development also comes as a result of a meeting with the Minister of Fisheries and Livestock in May 2025, during which the union reiterated the urgency of this matter. Mr. Zimba stressed that the union has for a long period advocated for a framework that integrates private sector capacity in providing timely laboratory services to farmers, explaining that this decision would directly benefit livestock farmers, improve disease surveillance, and safeguard national animal health. In international news, the trial of former South Sudan President Riek Machar began on Monday in the capital, Juba. Machar, alongside the co-accused, was presented in a cage inside the courtroom. The Justice Authority said Machar faced criminal charges for his alleged role in the attack on a garrison of government troops earlier this year. Other charges include murder, conspiracy, terrorism, destruction of public property and military assets, and crimes against humanity. This was the first time Machar appeared in public since he was placed under house arrest in March. Machar's lawyers argued that the court was incompetent and therefore lacked jurisdiction on the matter. They further defended Machar, claiming that he is protected from such prosecutions since he is part of the signatories of the 2018 peace deal that brought the end of a civil war that claimed the lives of at least 400,000 people. Both Machar and President Salva Kiir are not on good terms. Kiir hails from Dinka, the largest ethnic group, while Machar hails from Nuer, the second largest. Still within international news, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the world's top cobalt producer, is lifting its export ban starting October 16th. Congo now controls cobalt supply globally through strict annual export quotas, the country's strategic minerals regulator announced on Sunday. The rest of 2025, miners will be allowed to export up to 18,125 tons of cobalt, a key material in electric vehicle batteries. Annual caps will rise to 96,000 tons for both 2026 and 2027. The ban, in place since February after cobalt prices hit a nine-year low, had triggered force majeure declarations from both major producers, including mining giant Glencore. We monitored African news.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is rolling back on its all-out ban on cobalt exports. The world's top producer of the mineral says it will now control global supply through strict annual export quotas starting October 16th. For the rest of 2025, miners will be allowed to export up to 18,125 tons of cobalt, a key material in electric vehicle batteries. Annual caps will rise to 96,600 tons for both 2026 and 2027. The ban, in place since February after cobalt prices hit a nine-year low, had triggered force majeure declarations from major producers, including mining giant Glencore. The quota system, backed by Glencore, aims to reduce oversupply, support prices, and tighten market control, especially in the face of the rising conflict in eastern Congo, where illegal mining is helping fuel violence by M23 rebels. Congo's regulator says 10% of cobalt exports will now be reserved for strategic national projects, and that it can buy back any stockpiles that exceed company quotas.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note. What you want is nothing.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Batani, now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And